StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.
And now it's time for StoryCorps Orlando. Frank Murray recalls for his spouse, Cindy Murray, his experience working at Walt Disney World from its earliest days and his rather close encounter with Bob Hope at the park's dedication.
Frank, you graduated from the University of Florida in 1971. What was it like finding your first job?
Well, when I graduated, it was August of 1971. I was already married and had almost a one-year-old. And I graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in broadcasting, specializing in television production. So back then, the market was soft when I graduated, so I spent almost a month looking for a job. And most of the places in TV studios and most of the places that I was looking in wanted you to intern, or, you know, they just weren't going to pay a whole lot of money to sit and edit film or push a camera around the studio. So I've been looking for a while. And at the time, we were living at my mom's place, and my sister had interviewed with Disney, and she'd gotten a job, and she's going to be working at Small World. So she said, why don't you go interview with the Disney people before day one cast member opening at Walt Disney World? And that's how I got started there.
So Walt Disney World consisted of what at that time? One park?
That was one. It was the Magic Kingdom, the Contemporary Hotel, the Polynesian Hotel, the monorails. I don't believe the campground was open yet. I think that came a little bit later. So being a newbie there, wet behind the ears, right out of college, I got to learn more about live production in a park as opposed to the working a TV studio, which is a little bit different. But I had scene building skills, audio skills, lighting skills that they were asking the people that were technicians there to help them with. So we had an enormous amount of work that had to be done in a very short period of time. I actually helped open five parks and or provided design input on five parks. So I worked on the next... Thanks. Oh, I had an experience that almost kept me from having the career that I did at Disney during dedication. The dedication ceremonies, we were working 60 plus hours a week while we were there to try and get ready for this. And the my primary show and responsibility on dedication was at the Polynesian Hotel, the dedication luau, which is a giant luau that was sponsored by Pepsi Cola. And we had built three stages out on the lagoon behind the hotel. So we built these little stages on the lagoon. They were going to have like 1,000 invited VIP guests. Stars were there. They were doing a TV show, this whole thing, which you can still see on YouTube, called the Grand Dedication of Walt Disney World, which is pretty funny if you watch it. But so my job was to go out and help get that site ready technically and run the show for that dedication luau. So we spent months, in addition to doing the other dedication preparation, but for this specific instance, we had to get the stages ready. They had a raft barge that were going to bring the entertainers in for the show and across the lagoon, and they would come up and get on the stage, the Polynesians and the Hawaiian performers. We had to put up a scaffold towers for the technical booths behind the beach, tiki torches everywhere. And so the night of the show, and I had sitting in the booth, and Jack Wagner, who was the voice of Disney, you used to hear him in all the rides and on the monorail, and you used to hear him in the monorail at the airport here. He did all the voiceover stuff for Disney, and he sat beside me and narrated the show. And show went well. I mean, the entertainers showed up, we got there, and they did their show. Everybody's happy. Thousands of people were there. Movie stars. It was amazing. I think even one instance when they were serving the desserts, they were serving a flaming pineapple kind of thing, and I think one of them brushed against a woman's hairdo, and it caught her hair on
fire. Oh, my goodness.
Her on fire. They quickly put it out. I think it was the wife of a CEO. But that, you know.
Today, that would make the news.
It would make the news. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. There's just so many people and so much going on, you know. They had pigs on liveries that they brought out. It's just massive, you know, and you're sitting there. I've never experienced anything like this. It's just like you just did it. So my job at the end of the show was to, I had to go down to the beach and gather up some of the percussion instruments that the entertainers are using. And I had to load it onto a golf cart that was parked next to the hotel, right next to our site, and quickly get it up to the Papeete Bay dining room, which is in the middle of the hotel for a VIP after party. And so I ran down the end of the beach. There were still people milling or guests milling around and leaving, slowly leaving. Started loading all this gear on the back of the cart, got it all loaded up, and this is dark, and I jumped in the cart. I had to drive it on the sidewalks to get it back to the hotel, and I turned the corner of the sidewalk, and I was going a little too fast, and there's this little couple, old couple, walking, you know, toward the hotel, and I slammed on the brakes because I almost ran them over, and the guy turned around, and it was Bob Hope and his wife. So imagine. Disney employee runs over Bob Hope. It would have been the shortest career. And I would have been the pariah of the United States had I run down Bob Hope. But he was very gracious. He didn't ask to see his supervisor because I didn't hit him. I just kind of scared him, startled him. And he's very gracious. And I said, I'm so sorry, Mr. Hope. I didn't, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so I did get the drums up and got him taken care of. And I still kept my job there because we were the only ones that knew about it. Anyway, my Disney career was fabulous. It was like a dream job, and you don't think of it like that at the time. When you reflect back on it, all the experiences, all the people that you work with, and all the things that you got to do, all the things you got to touch and create, especially working in entertainment. You got to see the results of your labor in a lot quicker fashion than if you were designing a ride or boy, was it rewarding in that aspect.
Frank Murray and Cindy Murray from the StoryCorps mobile booth in Orlando. Produced locally by Juan Gualda at WMFE. For details and more stories, visit WMFE.org.
StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.